the Tiger cologne. Lady at the store said it drives women wild.
You're gonna try it on Dana, right?
She got it.
What is that smell? It reminds me of something. Something earthy. Something almost animalistic.
This stuff is righteous, man. Looks like the chase is over. Woo!
I would blame it on the dog, but we don't have one.
Goes another 350 down the drain.
Brendan, what are you doing?
Looking for the price. Right, a whistle.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, aren't you going to eat your cereal?
Nobody eats Snooky Pops. They taste like dirt.
And now, continuing the Lambert sports dynasty, Port Washington High School's newest track star, J.T. Lambert. Hey!
What's the event, the hop, skip, and fetch?
JT's running 100 meters in the track meet today.
And he's going to knock him dead just like his old man did in 1960, a few years ago.
Dad, I think I got a shot of breaking the junior varsity record, and if I do, I'll be the coolest guy in the school.
You might even get your picture in the Wildcatter.
The school newspaper? JT, that's great.
I am so sick of jocks getting all the attention. Everyone treats athletes like superheroes. I've gotten straight A's for 3 years, and I'm on the staff of the Wildcatter. No one ever puts my picture in the paper.
That's because they don't want to scare people. Oh!
Mom, don't you think high school sports attract the dregs of the school? I mean, you have your dim-witted athletes, your airhead cheerleaders.
Oof, well, she's right about cheerleaders, huh? I mean, they're cute, but oof, what bubbleheads. I mean, duh, they're really stupid. I know a girl.
Frank, I was a cheerleader.
Well, you didn't let me finish. I was talking about today's cheerleaders. In our day, there were brains in those bubbleheads. Cute brains. We used to say, whoa, look at the brains on that cheerleader. And look at the time. Come on, everybody. Got to get you to school. Let's go. Go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here
you go, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day. Mark, where's Mark?
No time for breakfast. I overslept.
Wait, Mark. You never oversleep.
Well, I felt I was becoming too predictable.
Mark? Mark, what's this?
Oh, that's my homework.
Mark, how come somebody else's name is on it?
Good question. I'll have to look into that as soon as I get to school.
Mark, who is Max O'Connor?
All right, I'll tell you. Max is a new kid at school.
Well, honey, why are you doing somebody else's homework?
Well, Max gave me two choices. Do the homework every day or get my face bashed in. I chose number one.
Frank, this is terrible. This Max person is a bully. I'm gonna call Mark's teacher right now.
No, Mom, you can't do that.
Mark, it's okay. I'll handle it. You go wait in the truck, okay? Carol, you can't call Mark's teacher. He'll look like a sissy in front of his whole class.
Well, at least he'll be a sissy with all his own teeth.
Come on, now let me help Mark deal with Max, okay? I mean, believe me, it's a guy kind of thing. You know, it's all part of being a man. It's like the law of the forest. You know, when a big old elk turns around and picks on a little wimpy elk.
Mark is not an elk.
No, but he's a wimp. Well, I didn't mean a wimp, honey. I mean, for a kid who grew up in a house full of girls next to a beauty shop, he's a raging macho dude.
Guess what happened to school today?
You took off your shoes and learned to count from 11 to 20?
Even you can't bug me today. I just won the 100-meter dash, and the school newspaper's doing a story on me. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm writing it.
You're writing my story? You hate my guts.
JT, I would never let my personal feelings interfere with my journalistic ethics. Don't worry. I'll be honest, unbiased, and fair.
I don't like the sound of that.
JT, relax. What's the worst that could happen? I find out you did something stupid, print it, and make you the laughingstock of the entire school. Boy, I love journalism.
Here's what you're going to do. When this bully comes at you, just point the floor and say, "Hey, a dollar." He'll look down and you deck him. Well, that's not fair. And getting beat up every day is fair? Well, it's steady. Okay, just try it on Brendan. You want me to hit Brendan? Well, what if I hurt him? Like I'm worried.
What is going on here?
Hey, Emily!
What? Teaching Mark how to fight.
Oh, no, you are not. Now, you and Max are going to have to learn how to talk out your problems. Fighting is not the answer. Even your dad will tell you that.
Took a while to find them, but I finally dug out my old high school boxing gloves. Here you go, slugger.
I do not want you teaching Mark how to fight, Frank.
I'm not. I'm teaching him how to defend himself. Here, come on, try these on, Carol.
Frank, I don't like this.
Oh, come on, Carol. I'm just going to teach him a few moves. That's all. All right. Now, feet apart, knees bent. Yeah.
Oh. Frank, these are heavy. What's in these?
Just your hands. Come on, come on, come on. Now, I want you to hit me just as hard as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right.
How'd I do?
Well, I don't think that lamp's gonna bother you anymore.
Oh, hi, Dana. What are you working on?
An article for my school newspaper.
The Wildcatter. Oh, I haven't seen this since I was in high school.
Yeah, they use machines to print them now.
Oh, my. Oh, I can't believe the pictures of these sweaty young men in their tight-fitting, sweaty little gym shorts. Oh, just look at all that sweat.
You're working up a good lather yourself.
Please.
Come on, Penny. I'll hose you down in the shampoo bowl.
Hey, Dana, how's my article going?
It's going great. Your life's a cesspool. For instance, your algebra test. I believe you got an 8.
Never happened. Everyone has a bad day.
And the week before that, you got a 6.
See, my grades are improving.
How about the little incident at school last Friday?
Gotcha. I did school last Friday.
Thank you.
Frank, I just went to Mark's school to pick him up and he wasn't there. I'm worried. I mean, what if that bully got him? What if he's hurt?
Honey, I've been working with him. I taught him how to protect himself. He's gonna be fine.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I didn't want Max to follow me, so I took a little different way home. Boy, wading through an icy river can be quite refreshing.
Oh, this is really getting out of hand.
Oh, no. It's Max. Okay, you don't know me. You're not my parents.
You stay right there. I'm gonna put this bully in his place once and for all.
Hi. I'm Maxine O'Connor.
Hi,
Max, you and I should have a girl-to-girl talk.
Is there a problem?
Well, a tiny one. Mark says you've been pounding on him.
He did? Not in those exact words.
Is that true?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed!
Here. Nice going, girl. Now you made her cry.
Now, we know that you've been bullying Mark into doing your homework. Now, I don't want to upset you, but I do want to know why.
I just wanted Mark to notice me. I really like him. What?
You what?
Max, there are other ways to get a boy to notice you other than random violence. And you can ask him if you want to study together.
You think he'd do that? Would you study with me? Well, I prefer to having a full body cast.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Lambert.
I swear I'll never pick on Mark again.
Well, good. See, Frank, it was just a misunderstanding. Come on, let's let Mark and Max get to know each other a little better. I think Mark just met a friend.
Hey, maybe she can protect him from all the other girls.
So, do you prefer me with or without my glasses? Can it, dipstick? Where's my homework? I thought you liked me. A geek like you? I just wanted your parents off my back. Now, 8:30 tomorrow morning. Be there with my homework, or else.
But...
And that's ratting on me to your parents. Squeal again, and I'll stuff you in your locker.
Women, go figure.
Oh, come on, Carol. I think you've got real potential.
Frank, I do not want to learn to spit for distance.
Everybody gets a little on them the first time.
Hey, Mark, how's it going with Max?
Oh, great. Yeah, we're right back to normal.
Yeah, see how much better it is to talk out your problems, honey? Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Listen, Mark, I know how embarrassing this whole thing was for you. But this is the way you have to deal with a bully. You've got to confront them or they're going to push you around the rest of your life. Who wants to spend the rest of their life like that, huh?
Well, it was a slow day.
Well, how's it going?
Not too good, Max. I may have to give someone a fat lip. You.
Why?
Does the name Mark Foster ring a bell?
I think he's in my class.
Don't say it, Max. Sending you a message. Lay off Foster. If he so much gets a headache thinking about you, you'll be talking out of your neck. Got it? Have a nice day.
Max, I've given this a lot of thought. I'm not doing your homework anymore. Maybe you'll break my arms. Maybe you'll break my legs. Maybe you'll tear me limb from limb. But I don't care. Can let you push me around for the rest of my life, which may only be another 5 more minutes. So come on, let's get busy. Okay, Mark, you win. I'll never bother you again.
Wow. I did it. I did it.
Wow. Did you see that? I stood up to Max, and she backed down.
I saw. Not bad for a twerp.
That's what I thought.
Way to go.
Now.
That's when I beat out Ollie Parkmuller in the 100-yard dash.
Who are all those people in front of you?
Oh, those are all the people that beat me.
Hey, I got the Wildcatter. Listen to this. Genius track star combines good looks, wit, and charm.
Dana wrote that?
It's got her name on it.
And you thought she was going to do a hatchet job.
I don't believe it. Someone rewrote my article. This is rubbish. Lies. A complete whitewash.
But isn't it exciting to see your name in print?
Dana, why would they change what you wrote? I mean, you're on staff, aren't you?
Yes, and I know them all. They're my friends.
Do you know Allison Smith, the typesetter?
Yeah.
Not like I do.
You got her to change my article? Doesn't she have any journalistic integrity?
Nope.
And Max just grabbed the books and ran away.
Way to go, champ. Sounds like you really stood up to her.
Ask Al. She saw the whole thing.
The dink did okay.
I just can't get over that Max lied to us about liking you.
Well, what can I say? She was a total disappointment as a human being.
So, Al, you just happened to be hanging around the sixth grade lockers when he was talking to Max,
I was on my way to class.
You talked to Max, didn't you?
Might have said something. It was no big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a big deal. I think it means our families are finally starting to care about each other.
No, we're not. I just didn't want my friends to know that my stepbrother's a weenie wuss dinglehead dorkberry.
You do care. Thanks, Al.
I'm almost done, honey. I'll bring it right in.
Okay, thanks.
Al. This isn't about being embarrassed. You didn't want Mark to get hurt, did you?
Okay, this is just between you and me, right?
Right.
Okay, well, if someone was picking on Brendan, I'd stick up for him. Thought I had to do the same thing with Mark.
Al, I know you want everybody to think you're tough. But I think you've got a little bit of a soft spot. You're starting to think of Mark as your brother, aren't you?
Maybe a little. If you tell...
Your secret is safe with me.
Thanks, Dad.
All done. I wonder what Carol did around here before there was a man around the house. Keep it on low, okay?